Bow hunters are some of the hardest working hunters there are. Most of us work hard all year long just to get a couple weekends or burn our vacation time to sit in a tree. And just like the American blue collar worker, we're trying to balance work, family, faith, and a little time for ourselves in the great outdoors. Now let me introduce you to Trollco Clothing, a brand built by blue collar workers for blue collar workers. Workwear, comfortable tees, hoodies and hats for both men and women, Trollco represents the hardworking American. So whether you're operating heavy equipment, wrenching on engines, or in a factory living that shift life, Trollco has your back, literally. Head to trollco.com/hunting. That's trollco.com/hunting and enter the discount code Empire25 for 25% off of your first order. Trollco, for the hardworking American. This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. HuntStand is the most popular and functional mobile hunting app on the market. With a variety of base maps to choose from, satellite imagery that is updated every month, the ability to check the weather, know property information, and even catalog your trail cam pics, HuntStand even gives you the ability to import pins and location markers from other mobile apps. Visit HuntStand.com or download wherever you download your apps. Enter discount code SN20 at checkout for 20% off.
Transform the way you hunt with the all-new Base cellular trail camera connected by the Moultrie mobile app. Moultrie Mobile's industry-best app gives you complete control over your camera settings, up-to-the-minute updates from the field, and other interactive scouting tools on your smartphone or computer. Features like weather forecast, advanced species recognition, interactive maps, and a whole lot more. For more information and to make your purchase, visit www.moultriemobile.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today we have a really awesome episode. And what makes it awesome, in my opinion, is the birth of a company and watch a company kind of take its position in the hunting industry and then expanding into a new product line that's also successful. And this is an awesome example of having the right idea at the right time and just having the right people around you, and it all kind of adds up to a perfect recipe, which outcomes Tacticam. Right? Ben Stern, I believe it. Yep, Ben Stern. He is the founder of Tacticam. He's on the show today, and he talks about how his grandpa
motivated him to go out and build this point of view camera, and how he had a couple other guys around him who thought it was a good idea. They worked as a team. They got this product out. And then this is where a little bit of luck comes in. A big retailer comes in and goes, dude, I think this is a great idea. We got to have it. And it goes into stores. They sell out in the trade show circuit. And the next thing you know, we got all these people quitting their jobs and building Tacticam. Several years later, the reveal comes out, a cell cam, and it just crushes as well, too. So it's a really fun episode. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. I know a lot of you out there are into filming your hunts, and man, Tacticam allows you to do that. So let's see here. Let's get into the commercials real quick. If you're looking for a saddle, I'm excited because I'm going to be using a tethered saddle this fall for the first time. Now, I'm a little bit behind. I need to start setting it up and start shooting from it. But I will say this, I've been in it a couple times and it's pretty comfortable. And that's from a guy who's got a bad back and shitty knees. So I'll tell you right now, I haven't spent 3 hours in a saddle yet, but I've spent 20 minutes in a saddle and it feels pretty comfortable. I work out. I feel like my core is somewhat strong, so I think that's going to help me. But for the most part, pretty comfortable. Now I just got to get efficient shooting out of it. And so that's coming over the next 3 months. I'll be really focusing on shooting from the saddle. Then we have Hunt Stand. If you are not on Hunt Stand, I really think you're missing out. Not only is it the most affordable hunting app on the market, but it has the most functionality. Now I could sit here and I could list everything about the app that you want, but what you need to do is go to huntstand.com and just read up on all of the functionality that this offers, and then you'll see why it is not only the most affordable, it's like $30 a year, but it's also has the most functionality, right? And these guys are doing crazy things, and they're adding on to it every single month, or updated satellite imagery every month, and they're adding something new. And their website has a ton of great content. So if you're looking for, how to digitally scout and how to e-scout and how to use their app and even other things, you got to go check out huntstand.com. And if you want a discount, you can enter the discount code. I think it's 20% off SN20, and that's SN20, and that gets you 20% off. Then we have the Average Conservationist. If you are looking for an apparel line that is very comfortable, it's kind of kick-ass logos, it's a lifestyle brand, go to theaverageconservationist.com. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because they have a podcast here on the Sportsman's Empire as well. So, and they have a discount code, NFC10, and that's going to give you 10% off their apparel line, theaverageconservationist.com. Go check out. I'm a huge fan of their t-shirts and their hoodies and their hats. I have that shit spread out all over my office here. I wear it every day. Very comfortable. And then lastly, we are talking about Annihilator broadheads. So again, these guys have a lot of design into their broadheads, right? Not only sharp blades, but the design of their head allows for like less friction on the arrow as it goes through, right? So the speed continues the same. Obviously, there's going to be some kind of slowdown with the broadhead hitting something, but there's no drag on the arrow as it goes through the animal. And their research shows that there's a lot more pass-throughs with their broadhead. So go check out Annihilator Broadheads and check out their website, and I think you're going to be surprised. So new company to the I'm going to be getting those guys on here pretty soon to talk about Annihilator broadheads on the podcast here. So there's the commercials. Huge shout out to all those brands, man. Really appreciate the support, really appreciate the feedback from you guys. If you guys are listening to this on iTunes, please give us a 5-star review. If you're a gear nut, 5-star review, share this with your buds, and man, good vibes. All right, so here, starting right now, is today's episode with Ben Stern of Tacticam. All right, on the phone with me from Tacticam, Ben Stern. Ben, how we doing, man?
Not bad, not bad. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. I'll tell you how good I'm doing. I'm on my third cup of coffee this morning, and I'm not quite to the heart palpitation stage yet, but I am. I'm getting there.
Well, I picked myself up a quad, so I think that technically is four, and I'm about halfway through. So, you know, by the time we're done talking, I'm sure I'll be there.
Yeah, you said a quad. Is that four servings of caffeine into one normal size coffee?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a. You know, sometimes you just got to go there.
I know. And then I don't know if you've ever reached the point where you've had so much coffee, and this is probably isn't a good thing, but if you sit still, your body is like your whole body is throbbing. So you actually need to get up and walk around.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I'm naturally just a pretty, you know, energetic, move around a lot type of person anyway. So to throw, you know, a quad in me this early in the morning, well, it's not even early, but it's going to be a pretty energetic day. Let's just put it that way.
There you go. There you go. And I tell you what, if you're a business owner, you need that, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. So 2013, right? Something happened in you and you said, hey man, I got this idea. Right. And this idea is Tacticam. I want to talk about the birth of Tacticam. Where'd that come from? How'd that start?
Well, I'll make a really long story somewhat short, but if I get talking too much, just holler at me. Okay. But it was, I went to school for photography and videography and went to school way too long. You know, because sometimes you just don't know what you're going to do, right?
Yeah.
And by the time I was done with school, I went to school so much that I got a job at a university. And I was like, how the heck did that happen? Because I'm not exactly an old guy. I'm 42 now. So, you know, this was before Tacticam even. And I did that for 3 years. And although I loved it and it was a lot of fun, it just wasn't quite what I was looking for. For some reason, I just, you know, it just wasn't me, right? And I was talking to my grandpa, and my grandpa had his own business and, you know, did very well for himself. And he's like, you know, you should take your passions and put them together. He's like, it's not going to seem like work. You'll enjoy it. Well, I know we all hear people talk about that and like take your passion and turn it into your work. Well, that's what I focused on. And I was sitting in a tree on my grandpa's property, and I was hunting, and I'm trying to film with these other cameras, and I was honestly getting really frustrated just with what I was getting, the results. I wasn't able to do certain things, and my grandpa's like, why don't you just build a camera? And I was like, well, I suppose I could do that. So I started building the first camera. This was technically before I knew it was going to be Tacticam, but it was something I was building just for myself, something that I could show grandpa, you know, these deer that I was seeing on his property. And I was telling him about the great big buck that got away. And that's really kind of what the concept came from. So the first camera was this little circuit board camera, puts like literally saran wrap over it to protect it. I mounted it on the stabilizer of a bow and I got it all programmed. There was some programming skills that I had learned along the way. Anyway, very, very raw, very, you know, just let's make it work. And that was the first camera. And I started filming it, one touch, turned on, recorded. Everything that Tacticam is today, that's what the first camera was. Yeah. And I started to get these, I just started getting these amazing videos. And that's where it was like, okay, yeah, Grandpa's right. You know, turn your passion into something you want to do.
Yeah. So when it comes to, I want to kind of talk about that first model, the prototype that you built, because, and I want to use a company like, let's say, Ozonix. Are you familiar with Ozonix? Mm-hmm. Like as an example, yes. Their first model that came out that created Ozone was gigantic. And it was heavy, mm-hmm. And you really had to believe in the science and the technology behind the product to take it out into the woods with you, right? Because
yes,
because other than that, if you were skeptical at all, it's like, why am I carrying an additional 7 pounds out into the woods with me? It's ridiculous, right? But then you see it work. Yeah. What was that first prototype like? And were you like, man, I like instantly seeing the flaws and going for the 2.0 version and like refining the prototype? Or did you say, hey, man, I think I could sell this?
Yeah, the very first version, I don't even know how to say this, but it was actually really, really good. It still works. I still have it. I keep it in my desk, you know, and I'll pull it out, you know, when I meet someone new or they're, you know, wanting to know, like, so tell me about Tacticam. And I pull it out of my desk. And when they hear the story and they see the camera, they're like, shouldn't that be in a case somewhere or like a safe? Or I was like, no, you know, I mean, these cameras were from the very beginning, they were just built to work, you know? Yeah. And I don't want to come across like wrong, like, oh my God, these cameras are just, they never can break. Things can happen, but you know, they're just made to be simple, right? Like if you're in the woods and you're hunting, why would you want something complex?
Right.
You know, that's why the very first camera was literally one board with a button on it, a lens attached to it. And it was just like saran wrap together. Now that was the first one. Obviously when we started making them, we put them in a case, you know,
so it would
be more protected.
So talk to us about that process then. So you had this prototype. How long from using your prototype until you had the idea to say, hey man, I think there might be a market for this?
It was probably, you know, that first hunting season or that fall, that was when I was using it, getting a bunch of video content. And then, you know, at the time I don't have money to go start a business. So you need, you know, people that are going to invest in your ideas. So it was that same season. I had a gentleman say, hey, how much do you need, you know, to get this off the ground? And we talked about it and that was really how Tacticam got started. It was an idea, and then it took someone else that had some money, you know, to help make that dream come true, right?
Right.
And then I don't know if you know Jeff Peel, but Jeff Peel was someone I met within the first 30 cameras. Like we hadn't even produced anything in production yet. It was all prototype cameras yet. And I met Jeff and Tara they were hunting. And I gave him one of the cameras. I said, hey, use this and let me know what you think. And Jeff fell in love with it. And Jeff is now my business partner. You know, so someone that was involved at the very, very beginning, you know, he basically got involved. And that first person that had given me some money, you know, they didn't really want to be involved. They just thought it was a good idea and said, here. And then, you know, so he moved on, and Jeff and I, and then we got another guy, Ben Thorud, involved because he's super intelligent, just understands a whole different area than like what Jeff and I understand. And we got a team and just kept building the team around that. And here we are, I guess.
Yeah. So it's really cool to hear that, like those early days and the connection between people, and when you get like-minded individuals together and sometimes even non-like-minded individuals, right? Because sometimes it takes someone outside of your expertise to look at a product and go, that's cool, but mm-hmm. right? And throw a curveball yes. at you, makes you think outside of the box. And then you're just like, hey man, we're different. But that's why we work so well together.
Right. Yep. And all three of us are all different.
Yeah.
You know, as far as, you know, like, yeah, I've got these ideas. My background is, you know, photography and video. I don't know how to program these cameras that we're building now, I'll be honest with you, because we've gotten so like the technology that goes into these cameras is so different from that very first camera. That now we've got really, really smart people that that's all they do. They know how to do that. And we can, you know, communicate with them and get these products made so that way, you know, you guys can all enjoy them.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you're building this team of people around the product, how long after you, so you have this idea, you build the team of people, were the products on the shelf yet or about ready to hit the market at this point?
No. So originally it was basically just like Jeff and I at that point, and we were doing this all out of our garage. You know, we always kind of joke about it because we went from like one garage to two garages, you know, to two garages in a basement, to like two basements and two garages, to like, you know, living rooms. You know,
it was, right.
I got pictures of us sitting around my kitchen table with all of my neighbors. You know, all my neighbors would come over and, you know, we'd crack open a cold one. And we'd sit there and we'd be putting cameras together.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about the Tectcam family, you know, from day one, it was never one person, you know, it wasn't me, right? It was my grandpa talking to me and me coming up with this crazy idea and then me meeting someone else. And like, it just, the family kept growing. And the family's still growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's cool, man. So when it comes to then the product, right? So sometimes a guy can have a great idea and sometimes yes. other people can get fired up about it, but it might not be a good product for the general public or enough get, mm-hmm. you know, to get enough interest to let's just for example, say, yeah, that's great, but I don't want to put a camera on my bow or I don't want to put a camera mm-hmm. on my gun. Like, so what was the general public's initial response or how were you guys going to address the initial public in order to get them excited about your guys' idea?
Yeah. And I think originally, you know, people were definitely getting into filming and, you know, there was different mounts available, but everything was a little bit bigger. We focused on how to integrate the product into the bow, and bow hunting was really where we started. You know, the stabilizer mount, the camera, we did patents on the camera sliding inside of the stabilizer. So it became part of your, you know, your archery experience. We tried to make it as integrated to what that hunt was about as possible. So you didn't have a camera mounted on it. You look at the bow and it didn't even look like you had a camera there, for example.
Yeah.
You know, and I think because of so much effort went into the hunt, the idea was if the filming or if the camera interfered with the hunt, then it shouldn't be involved with it.
Yes.
You know, so I think because of that, that's why it was successful, you know, and still is successful.
Right.
You know, like the products that we do today, we have a 5.0, a solo Wi-Fi. We have an FTS, which is a film through scope. I could talk more about these products, but all of the products that we have are meant to integrate into your experience. So, you know, the reason for that is if I'm going to go hunt or if I'm going to go shoot long range or if I'm going to, whatever it is that you're going to do, you're there for that reason. The filming becomes secondary, you know, so we want the filming to be something that just happens and you get to do it, but yet it doesn't interfere with that event or that situation that you're trying to experience.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And I think that is, for me, right, that's where a Tacticam product really comes mm-hmm. into play, because I used to be a self-filming guy where I would bring cameras out into the woods, camera arms out into the woods, but then it cost me one of the biggest bucks I've ever drawn back on. And so that was the year right. that I stopped self-filming, like bringing a camera and a camera arm into the tree with me. Like I don't do it anymore because I don't want it to result in a wound or something. Whereas, you know, the Tacticam, it's just connected, right? The only thing you have to remember to do is turn it on.
Right.
Right. So
absolutely. Yep.
As you guys are starting the process of introducing Tacticam to the world, what was the general public's mm-hmm. initial response then?
Well, so it's this is kind of a cool story. I'm sure you're familiar with like Scheels Outdoors.
Yep, I am.
Scheels Sporting Goods. Okay, so there's and I just got back from a training I was doing out in South Dakota with them, which kind of sparked some memories from the very first days, right? But Jeff Miller works at the Eau Claire Scheels in the archery department. He's like a manager there. He saw this product like very early, like before it was even in a single retail store. And he says, I've got to have that. And I was like, really? Like, for real? Like, is Scheels really going to be the first account that we get?
Right.
And Scheels Eau Claire put it, like, on an end cap and sold the heck out of it. You know, and like, that was honestly the first retail experience that we had ever had. And other than that, you know, it was like meeting someone like Brian Smith, if you don't know his name. He's a buddy of mine. He does social media, but he was starting this TV show like or something. It was like Above the Game, but it was just in a very infant stage. Like I think I was like number two or three of the followers, you know, of the Facebook. And Brian was like one of the very early people that followed Tacticam. So we just started to talk. Well, Brian works for us now, you know, and he runs our entire social media platform. But it was through getting into Scheels, for example, that validated the product, I think, for a lot of people. And then getting the social media rolling and getting a lot of people talking about it and the feedback. I think it was a combination of the two that just really helped it grow. And, you know, I think that's why it's still growing today.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, man. I mean, and so that is... It's weird because a lot of companies have to go through this struggle process, right? Where they, let's just say, hey, I got to go to trade shows. I got to go do this. Mm-hmm. I got to go do this. And then it's like this year, sometimes two, sometimes three. And then people have these little ideas where they're just like, man, maybe I should give up. Maybe it's not going to work. But it sounds to me like you got the idea was so great. And the process and team that you guys put together to get the product to a selling point was so great that companies instantly saw the benefit from it.
Yeah. And I think people saw the benefits, but that doesn't mean it was instantly everywhere. You know, like you talk about trade shows. I think it was like that next summer. I was still working a full-time job and so was Jeff. And, you know, so we got this company that we're starting and we're like all in, 100% all in. And Jeff's like, you know, I can travel while I'm working. And I'm like, well, I'm at a desk. So he's hitting trade shows, every single one he could find. And, you know, he's like, hey, I need you to ship another, you know, 20 cameras. I need you to, you know, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Next thing you know, Jeff calls and he's like, I need you to quit your job. You know? And then, you know, he stayed working for a little while and then we ended up both quitting our job. And then it was just 100% Tacticam, from that point forward, but we still go to trade shows.
Yeah.
You know, trade shows it's so important to be in front of customers, you know, and to get feedback and talk with them and show them what you're doing. You know, show them how it works, show them what you're doing next, all that stuff. You know, without that, you know, social media only goes so far. You know, if you're in a retail, that's just a good place to buy it. But you still got to get in, you know, you got to get in front of the people and educate them and teach them and show them what you're all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's cool, man. So what was the very first product that came out then? Just the little bow mount camera?
Yeah, bow mounted camera. The camera slid right inside of the stabilizer and and that was it. I think we included a little gun clamp mount, so, you know, that way people could throw it on a shotgun or something. And it didn't take us very long to realize that, you know, we needed to come out with other mounts. And
yeah,
you know, the first few years it was just bow cameras.
Yeah,
you know, bow camera, and started getting into crossbows and shotguns, and it just kept kind of spreading.
Right. So hunters are notorious for beating the shit out of their equipment, right? I mean, we go out into the field, we climb through the brush, we climb up trees, we drop shit out of the trees, we throw stuff into the back of trucks, throw it into the beds of our trucks, right? Beat the shit out of it.
Yep.
As the first products came out, was it passing the durability test, or did you guys have to go back to the drawing board at all to like refine some things on this on the first to market product?
Yeah. So the very first one, I'll just call it the Tacticam, because that's really what it was called. And then I think it was that first year we were selling the Tacticam. Then year two, we did some upgrades, and it was the 2.0, right? Well, the very first one actually held up really, really well. The problem was, you notice little things, right? Like, just things that you want to improve or whatever it would be. They were all in an aluminum housing. So the biggest problem with that is manufacturing and getting things exactly the way they need to be. So we went back in and made some adjustments, you know, just made it so it was easier to assemble, less issues, cleaned it up a little bit, and then that's what 2.0 was. But then after 2.0, that's where we started to really get back in and look at how do we improve image quality and video quality and low light, and, you know, and then we just kept growing.
Yeah, and it sounds like just refining the process, or refining the camera, tweaking it to make it better.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. And it was a lot of the focus, like early on, was quality, durability, and just consistency, right? Like that was the focus, to build products that you could grab any of them and it's going to always work the same. And it wasn't until we got to like 5.0 when we really started to bring some new cool technology into, you know, into the cameras, which the remote system, you know, like the remote system works off of RF. It's not like a Wi-Fi base. So the cameras, now instead of using one camera, you can use multiple cameras, and you can put them pretty much anywhere you want around you. And you hit one button on that remote and the cameras can all be sitting there off. And it's like it works off the RF. So it listens and it picks up the signal and it just turns on and starts doing whatever it is that you told it to do. So if you told it, you know, to film in this setting, it just turns on and does it. So that's where it started to get really, really fun. As a filmer, you know, or a hunter, because now you can be in a tree, you hit one little button on, you know, hanging around your neck, or you got it mounted on your bow, and now all of a sudden you have, let's just say, 10 cameras turning on, and it's just really, really fun.
That's awesome. So, yeah, that's cool. And I bet you the testing portion of that is fun as well.
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite part of my job.
Absolutely. So, yep. As the, you know, the company starts to get rocking and rolling, and obviously you briefly mentioned there some of the new technology and the new products that have come out, what were the customers saying? Like, what did they want specifically?
Yeah, I mean, like, even 5.0, for example, 5.0 was what customers were asking for. So we listen to customers. Like, that's our number one thing that we do, and I think that's, if you are a business, that's something that you should do if you don't, because the people will tell you what they want, right? I will say there are times where if you're listening to the wrong group of people, you might make some choices that take you down the wrong path, but that's part of, you know, growing just part of, you know, trying to get down the right path, right? But we started making trail cameras, cellular trail cameras. It was about like a year and a half ago or 2 years ago is when we kind of started it. And that was just from listening to customers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and that's the reveal cell cam. Jeff and I were sitting at, you know, our table. We always sit at a table and we got a whiteboard and we're just kicking around ideas or working through products and seeing what it is that we want to try to improve, you know, what we're going to change or make better, whatever it is. And we're like, wonder what it would take to build a cell cam. You know, it was kind of starting to get pretty popular, but it was still expensive and quality wasn't quite there in our opinion. So we just started laying it out. And I mean, it was crazy because literally in no time we built the first, like our first camera, the first reveal. And, you know, it was like, wow, this thing works really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how reveal started.
Yeah. Typically when a company expands into a new product line, there's resources that overlap to make the financial side of introducing a new product less of a burden, right? So
yes.
How similar, and when it, maybe talk about the resources, how similar is a POV cam, like a Tacticam, to the Reveal cell cam?
I mean, it's pretty similar. There's obviously quite a few differences, even though they're similar. As far as like images and all of that, we use the same technology. Like, so all the stuff we did for battery life, all the things that we did for quality and, you know, like consistency, all that stuff just flows right over. The areas that were new for us were like the cellular part.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of set a date, like a deadline. It was like, all right, we need to partner up with like Verizon and AT&T and get really good partners that understand this space by this date. And we were on that date and we still hadn't gotten it done. And Jeff's like, I don't know. I don't think we're going to be able to, you know, launch this. It's not going to make sense if we don't have this done. So I'm like, I'm going to the Verizon store, you know, and he's like, that's not going to do nothing. But I walk into the Verizon store and I'm like, hey, I need to talk to a manager. And they're, meanwhile, the guys at the Verizon store are like, oh, great. Another one, right?
Yeah, right, right.
But I told the manager what was going on. And I said, I just need to get a hold of someone in corporate, but we can't get any responses. He's like, I know someone. Let me call. So they call and they're like, oh, okay. Well, let me call this person. By the end of the day, we had a meeting set up, like, and that was really the last step, you know, was getting that partner that understood the area that we didn't understand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
ta-da.
And it was, yeah, and ta-da, there you go. It was literally just like that. And then it was like, all right, let's, okay, yeah, I guess we're going.
Yeah. You know? And that's, again, awesome, right? I mean, it doesn't sound like, I mean, back to my original comment of having to struggle. It sounds like you guys kind of had it worked out. In the way it was supposed to, it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Cool.
And I think, I don't know how things just work out other than you set up, you know, your strategy. And it's like, here are the things that have to fall in place. And if they don't fall in place, then we don't move forward with it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so when I say that out loud, it makes sense because if something doesn't fall in place, if you move forward with it, it's probably going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
you know,
so I want to say something about the reveal. All right. So
sure.
I look at it. I saw the price point. And originally I said to myself, man, how are they getting away with a cell cam at that price point? Because at the time when it came out originally, it was, and I think probably still is, one of the most affordable, the cheapest cell cams on the market. One of them. Right. There might be some, there might be some now that are cheaper, but for the most part, when the reveal came out, it was one of the cheapest options out there, you know, most affordable. And I said to myself, I was a little bit skeptical, right? And I said, well, I bet you there's issues with it. Well, here's the thing. So I feel like I'm pretty connected to the outdoor space and the outdoor community through the podcasting, through all of the people who listen to all the podcasts, social media, and right, like just feeling the vibe. And everything that I heard about the trail cameras was no real issues with the camera, no real issues with the connectivity as far as, you know, using the cell service itself. And, and so people were just like, hey, this thing's awesome. And for this price point, I'm going to buy a shit ton of them because I can,
right?
It's two or three of what a normal cell cam costs. And I just kept seeing good in like good reviews and good social feedback from the product. Did that hold true on your guys' end as well?
Yeah, it does. You know, even like we're doing some pretty serious numbers as far as camera volume goes.
Yeah.
But we also learned along the way, you know, with like with the POV cameras, because we've always taken the approach of, if you're building 100 cameras, 3,000 cameras, or 10,000 cameras, it does not matter. There's always room for improvement. So if we see something or if there's something that could be better, we're always making that adjustment. It doesn't matter. And I don't know if that's true for every company, but we've always taken that approach.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. And that's a good thing because, I mean, there are a ton of examples, especially in the hunting space, where a company is really good at something, right? They build a really good product. It's awesome. But then the company sells to one of those big conglomerates of products, right? And then there's a halt, and it just becomes a product for them to sell and not necessarily a person's passion project anymore. And so you start to see and hear a little bit more about, you know, well, they changed a screw in it, or I don't know. I'm just using this as a hypothetical, and that screw made the product not as quiet or not as efficient or whatever the case may be. It became all about money instead of all about the passion project. And you see the quality of that product go down. And so it's important that no matter what, quality has to be at the forefront of anything that you sell.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, as far as the inexpensive camera, that was just one of the items on the list of the things that we didn't like about the current market.
Yeah.
You know, so we had a checklist, and the checklist was, we want it to be easy to use. You know, like it goes along with everything about Tecticam. We want it to be easy to use. We wanted it to be affordable. You know, we wanted good quality, something that we could stick out and last, you know, like ideally the longer it lasts, the better, because that just means I feel like I have something to stand behind.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So, you know, the goal was, how long can we make it last? When we're looking at parts, you know, like, yeah, there's costs. You have to look at it in order to hit your goal of affordable. But if there's a difference between 10 cents, you know, some little tiny part that could make it last way longer and be way easier to use, you spend the 10 cents.
Yeah.
It's an easy decision.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's unfortunate. Some people don't feel that way, but that is what it is. Now, I kind of want to go back to the Tacticams here a second, and I want to talk about your demographic. Okay. In your opinion, who are the people who are buying Tacticams?
Yeah, definitely hunters. As far as Tacticam goes, I think hunting is our biggest market. Bow hunters, a lot of like waterfowl, I think, is in there pretty high up too. But I think archery, just because that's where we started, it's probably the biggest area that we hit. The new markets that we're getting into are the long range, like with that FTS and the Spotter LR that films through the spotting scope. Those markets are ginormous, and we are just barely touching the surface on them, but we're getting so much traffic. Sorry, I'm Hope that didn't interrupt our, somebody was calling me.
No, you're good. You're good. You get so much traffic.
Yeah. So I think with that long range, you know, that Spotter LR, the FTS, with those products, we're just touching the surface in that long range world. And it's so big. It's such a big market. I'm very, very excited about that because the products, you know, I know Rudy's talked with you a lot about those products and they're very exciting for me.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Not to throw into something like the last time I had anybody on from Tacticam was in 2020. All right. And that was Rudy. Okay. It's still growing, right? Everybody wants to document things these days, right? Everybody wants to document. Yep. And I think you guys just happened to launch your product in a time where the YouTube craze had officially started and the social media thing. And it just landed in the right spot to where as hunters, we all want to kind of tell the story of what's going on in the woods. You know, we want to share that experience of, hey, I did see a big buck. I have proof now. You know, like, here's my doe kill, whatever it was. It made it possible now and easy. And I think it just landed in the right time to where it really took off for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes timing is everything. You can't plan for timing. Right. Sometimes it just works out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so we've talked, you know, and I don't want to get too terribly into all the details of all of the products you guys offer, because we can just send them to tacticam.com and they can look at all this stuff themselves. Yeah. So I kind of want to ask one last question here. Maybe it might spin off to another one, but for someone who is thinking about picking up a Tacticam or doesn't have one right now, talk to us a little bit about why. Because let's not get it twisted. It's not necessary to kill a deer, right? We don't need a Tacticam to go out and kill a deer, but it's an accessory product. It's a fun product. Why should we consider picking up a Tacticam?
Well, you know, for me, I think there's a lot. I feel like there's a lot of reasons to do it, but it really depends on the person, right? Like, if you're someone that just wants to have a camera on their bow or on their gun just to use for practice, if you're shooting clays or if you're shooting targets or whatever, like, it's a great tool for learning, for example. You know, you can see if you're pulling or leading or doing something a little wrong. But if it's just for hunting, some of the things that you see out there in the woods is truly amazing, you know?
Yeah.
And to be able to record that, like, I've seen videos of deer doing flips and coming, and it's like, I'm like, did that really happen? Did that, mm-hmm. you know, there's a hunt that I was on, and I was testing one of our first FTSs. So I was using a crossbow. It was a, you know, the arrow had came off of the rail of where it was supposed to go. And I shot like 20 feet over top of this buck that I never even thought that I would ever see, let alone get a video of this deer. And I shot like 20 feet over the deer, and the deer ran off like 15 yards and stood there and, you know, blowing and trying to figure out what the heck happened. I had to load another arrow. I loaded a complete another arrow into that crossbow, turned all the way back around and shot it. And it literally dropped right in its tracks and like right in front of me. Like, this was, you know, 155 inch deer, which for me is a giant deer.
Yeah.
You know, so, and nobody would ever believe the fact that I shot twice, you know.
Yeah.
You know, missed it so bad that the deer had no idea what to do because there was branches falling down all around it, you know.
So, that's funny.
Just the things that can happen, the experiences, the memories, you know, think of your best story or the best thing that's ever happened to you out in the woods. Would you not want to have a video or something to be able to show?
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's why, you know, that's why people should buy it.
Yeah.
It doesn't interfere with your hunt. you're going to go out there, have the same experience. You push one button and you're going to be able to record it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's good. You know, a lot of people want that. That's absolutely true. Now,
yeah.
Lastly here, whether it's the reveal side or the Tacticam side, do you have anything new coming out this summer, this fall, like any new products coming out in the near future?
Yeah, so we are always working on improving and making new things. You know, even on our POV line, we're always trying to improve that. We just came out with a new reveal. It's the Reveal X Gen 2.0. And a lot of people are like, why you just came out with X? Well, just like everything that we've always done, we're always looking to how do we make it better. For the Gen 2.0, for example, it was never even supposed to be a new camera, but we made so many improvements on it, we couldn't not brag about it, you know? So, I mean, that's just the way it is. We had a new hybrid mode that has better battery life, that has better communication capabilities for when you're sitting on the couch watching, you know, deer pics come in, you can interact with the camera easier. You know, just things that are, to me, very, very exciting that I think a user should be able to enjoy, you know, and when you're always looking at improving products, like for our 5.0, for example, the 5.0 that we built, you know, last month is a completely different camera than the 5.0 we built a year ago.
Yeah.
You know, we're always making improvements, always looking for how do we make it better. And there's always going to be a certain point where we've made so many new improvements that we're like, okay, we're going to have to change the name now.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you, man. Well, that's a good thing, right? That's a good thing. So, let's see here, Ben, man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk about the birth of Tacticam, how the company got to where it is today and some of the products. I strongly suggest that if you're interested in a POV camera and their line of trail cameras, you can go to tacticam.com and check them out on social and all that stuff. There is online, and I think even on your guys' website, there's some really badass images of people who have caught some spectacular things online using your cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And I think some of my favorites are when you guys are either dove hunting or maybe pheasants or like waterfowl hunting, and they're shooting birds that come right at them and they just fall right into the camera. Right. So those are some of the cool ones that I've seen in the past year. So Ben, man, really appreciate your time.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me on. I love to get back on at another point if you feel like hearing some more crazy stories.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.